Today we celebrate the presentation of Our Lady in the Temple, in which we celebrate that moment when Saint Joachim and Saint Anne, the parents of Our Lady, brought her to the temple at the mere age of 3 to present her as an offering to God and to entrust her to the service of God. This was also the desire of Our Lady as well, that she in fact be presented, and was there at the temple that she would make her vow of virginity and dedicate herself entirely to God and his service. And this was already a custom among the Jews. In fact, the Jewish historian Josephus relates that this is an ancient custom among the Jews, that they present their daughters to the temple. Not everyone, of course, but those couples who were more pious. And they leave them there for their education until about the age of 15, when they come back out and they're ready for marriage. There's also a short testimony in the scriptures themselves, the book of 2 Maccabees. When the temple was besieged, it says, "And the virgins also that were kept indoors came forth, some to Onias, and some to the walls, and others looked out of the windows, and all holding up their hands towards heaven made supplication." So this is referring to those virgins that were brought there for their education and their upbringing. And so we see in Saints Joachim and Anne a great example for parents, their generosity in giving over Our Lady, their only child, to God and to his service. This was a promise that they both had made if God had granted them a child. They weren't able to conceive for many, many years. And then finally, God granted them this ultimate blessing of granting them the Immaculate Conception, to be the parents of the Immaculate Conception. So this was no small sacrifice for them. Not only are they giving up a child to the service of God, to be dedicated to God at such a young age, not only their only child, but this child in particular, the Immaculate, who is more lovable and more dear than any other child. But we see that this, in fact, is the mark, the sign of true love for God. That is, true love for God is ready to make any sacrifice necessary in order to please God, in order to do his will. Saint Maximilian would say that without sacrifice, there is no love. Sacrifice is always the mark of true love. So parents should also remember that they should see in their children the temple of the Holy Spirit. Our Lady became the temple of the Holy Spirit from the moment of her Immaculate Conception. But your children become temples of the Holy Spirit from the moment of baptism. And so you should see them as such. And as such, you should try to guard them from every stain of sin. Just as Our Lady was immaculate, free from all sin, from every stain of sin, so parents should guard their children to keep their souls pure and holy. They should train them from their youngest years to love and serve God, so that their homes become what they ought to be, that is, domestic churches. This is the term that the Second Vatican Council gives to Christian homes. They should be domestic churches, places of love for God and where God is served. May Our Lady grant all Christian parents this grace. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
mutum ventris tuum.